I'm Not a Gentleman is a production of ChaseAndRider.com.
And that's not to say just because you get a tie as a gift that you can't wear it. I'm just saying most of the ties that guys get for their birthdays aren't nice ties. And that's no slight to the person giving the gift. It's that most people don't really know that much about ties to get some nice ties for you. You know what I mean? And ties are expensive too, so I can understand that. But my family knows better not to get me anything like a tie or something like that. You know what I mean? I'm way too picky for that. Although my wife has given me ties before. She had given me a few ties from A.G. Capelli one Christmas. And I still wear those ties to this day. So she knows what she's doing. And she can also speak to my best friend and get some ideas and stuff, you know? Yo, what up? Welcome to I'm Not a Gentleman, the show designed to help you look stylish without following trends. I'm your host, Vladimir Richey from ChaseAndRider.com and your favorite menswear YouTuber's favorite menswear YouTuber. I've helped dozens of clients and hundreds of students and viewers feel more confident by looking their best and always making a great first impression. So I'm recording this episode on Monday, March 18th, which also happens to be my 13th year wedding anniversary. But the reason why I'm mentioning that is because I don't typically record on Mondays. That's when I edit to put it out on Tuesdays. I usually record on Sundays. So I recorded the whole episode last night only to put the memory card in to edit. And there's nothing on there. Nothing from last night at least. So got to do this all over again and hopefully it'll be a better performance than last night. But anyway, man, this is episode 41 and it's about 7 style mistakes that you can't afford to make. And if that sounds familiar, it's because I do have an ebook called The 7 Style Mistakes. Actually, this episode is called The 7 More Style Mistakes That You Can't Afford to Make, since those mistakes aren't part of the first ebook that I put out. Also, if you go back to episode 5, it was called 10 Style Mistakes and What to Do Instead. Those mistakes I'm about to mention weren't part of that episode either. So there are plenty of mistakes for you to go back and listen to or read. Actually, a lot of you have been downloading the 7 Style Mistakes ebook. I appreciate that. If you haven't, definitely make sure you do that. The link will be in the show notes. It's free, so you really have nothing to lose but everything to gain. Without further ado, man, let's get into the episode. Intro. Back in that bag again. Whoa. Welcome to episode 41 of I'm Not a Gentleman, aka the Glenn Rice episode. If you're younger and you're not familiar with Glenn Rice, definitely look him up. One of the sharpest shooters that the NBA has ever seen. And I remember they said the reason why he shoots so well is because he has small hands. Allegedly, if you have small hands, you can use that as a benefit. I don't know. I never knew that. But yeah, shout out to Glenn Rice. Episode 41 of I'm Not a Gentleman. So once again, this episode is about 7 style mistakes that you can't afford to make. Or 7 more style mistakes that you can't afford to make. And let's get started with number 1. By the way, the last mistake is the most important one. By fixing that mistake, there are a couple other mistakes that I mentioned. Those wouldn't have happened if you took care of number 7. So let's get started. Number 1 is not showing a little bit of shirt cuffs under your jacket sleeves. And what I mean is when your arms are by your side, we should still be able to see a little bit of shirt peeking underneath the jacket sleeves. The mistake that I see, they're twofold. They're either too long to where the jacket sleeve is way too long, or they're too short. What you want to show is about, I'd say, a quarter inch of shirt under the sleeves. It doesn't have to be a quarter. I think an eighth is not enough. And half an inch is probably too much. So maybe a quarter to 3/8 is about what you want to show under the jacket sleeves. It just gives you a tailored look and makes you look like it's not really your first time wearing a suit. So just pay attention that you're doing that, because without that, you kind of look like an amateur. Mistake number 2 is not cutting the vent threads. Unfortunately, I see this way too often. I remember my cousin was getting married and I saw that my new cousin-in-law had his vents soon shut as the X thread was still visible. So I went up to him on the low and told him to make sure he cut that before the wedding gets started. So it is something that could be overlooked if you're not really used to wearing a suit or a suit jacket. But it makes the jacket folds a lot cleaner on you. So definitely make sure that you are cutting that thread. It's probably not as bad as an offense as leaving the label on the sleeves, the jacket sleeves, but it's still pretty bad. Style mistake number 3 is not wearing a pocket square. Now, this one is very important, man. The pocket of your jacket is there for a reason. And I know a lot of guys ignore it and think it's just there for show. Now, there are things on a jacket that are there for show. So, for example, if you're wearing a 2-button jacket, the bottom button is just there for show. It's not meant to be buttoned. But the pocket of your jacket is actually there to be used. So just make sure that you are using a pocket square. And if you're not exactly sure how to wear a pocket square, which is something that's definitely understandable, because if you're not wearing the pocket square the right way, it can definitely make everything else look bad. So I would say you want to wear a white pocket square if you're not 100% sure how to do it. But just make sure that you have something there. Last week, I was doing a presentation inside my membership. And then towards the end, I realized that I wasn't wearing a pocket square. And I had to make sure I told the group that this wasn't done on purpose. Now, there are a couple of occasions where you probably don't have to wear a pocket square. The first that I can think about is a job interview. Might be too much for that situation, depending on the job that you're going for, of course. If you're going for a job in the menswear industry, then I would say, yeah, you wear your pocket square. Another situation where you may not want to wear a pocket square is probably a funeral. I think a white pocket square is fine for a funeral, but you definitely don't have to wear one for that situation. But when I was not wearing one last week during my presentation, I had to make sure I told the guys that this wasn't done on purpose, because I can be talking to you about wearing a pocket square and I'm not wearing one. You know what I mean? I remember one day I was going to work and I realized that I didn't have a pocket square on. It bothered me for the whole day. I was already running, not running late, but running on time. I didn't really have time to double back to go get my pocket square, but I just felt uncomfortable the whole day and self-conscious. So yeah, pocket squares were very important and you should definitely be wearing one. Yo, real quick, I got something very special to share. Are you ready to elevate your style game? Well, I got just the thing for you and it won't cost you a dime. Introducing my latest ebook, The 7 Style Mistakes That You're Making Right Now. It's packed with insights to help you up your style game. In this exclusive guide, I break down the common pitfalls that many of us fall into. From fashion faux pas to overlooked details, I got you covered. You'll learn how to turn heads for all the right reasons and boost your confidence in any situation. So are you ready to transform your wardrobe and leave those style mistakes behind? Head over to imnotagentleman.com or click the link in the show notes to grab your copy of The 7 Style Mistakes That You're Making Right Now. It's a game changer and it's 100% free. Thanks for tuning in today. And remember, style is a reflection of who you are. Let's make sure you're sending the right message. Grab your copy now and let's embark on this style journey together. Until next time, stay stylish. Now, let's get to style mistake number 4, and that one is a common mistake, and that's dry cleaning your suits too often. A lot of guys definitely over dry clean their suits, thinking that they're doing a good thing, when in reality, it's not good at all. Because what you're doing is introducing too many chemicals into your suits that eventually will shorten the life of the suit. The way that I look at it is you should only be dry cleaning your suits if you have to. If your shirt gets dirty, you can wash it at home. If your suits get dirty, you can't wash them at home. So certain things you do have to leave up to the professionals. With that said, though, I still think that guys overdo it. So how often should one be dry cleaning their suits, you ask? I'd say between 2 and 3 times a year is what you should be aiming for. And also, you should only really be dry cleaning your suits if you have to. So if your suit is not dirty, there's really no reason to dry clean it. I mean, it's easier said than done because I have a lot of suits. So therefore, I'm not really in a position where I'm wearing the same suit all the time. So I have a pretty healthy rotation. Not everyone is like that, and I understand that. But at the same time, man, think about only dry cleaning your suits when you have to. Let's say you have a certain odor in your suit that you can't seem to get out, although there are ways to do it. Things like that you can definitely look to dry clean your suits for. Although, if it's just an odor situation, you can tend to just press the suit and not have to dry clean it. By pressing the suit, that can also get rid of the odor. But yeah, man, look to dry clean your suits between 2 to 3 times a year would be my recommendation. Style mistake number 5. This one is a huge pet peeve of mine, and that's guys not prioritizing their ties. I'd say probably 90% of guys wear ties that were given to them as gifts. So whether it was Father's Day, Christmas, their birthday, those are the ties they actually wear when they have to wear a tie. And that's not to say just because you get a tie as a gift that you can't wear it. I'm just saying most of the ties that guys get for their birthdays aren't nice ties. And that's no slight to the person giving the gift. It's that most people don't really know that much about ties to get some nice ties for you. You know what I mean? And ties are expensive too, so I can understand that. But my family knows better not to get me anything like a tie or something like that. You know what I mean? I'm way too picky for that. Although my wife has given me ties before. She had given me a few ties from A.G. Capelli one Christmas. And I still wear those ties to this day. So she knows what she's doing. And she can also speak to my best friend and get some ideas and stuff, you know. But for most, I wouldn't recommend buying people ties as a gift because you probably don't really know what ties look really nice. Most guys don't know what ties look really nice. So I would say to definitely prioritize your ties. Your tie sits right under your face, so you can't hide it. So just make sure that you're wearing nice ties and not just relying on the last tie that you got for Father's Day. Very, very important. Style mistake number 6. Now, I know that all you guys know that this one was coming, and that's wearing light brown shoes with navy suits. Well, not just navy suits, any dark suit for that matter. But I'm mentioning navy suits because that's usually the biggest culprit. Let's stop doing that, guys. See, shoes are extremely important. I'm one of the biggest advocates of shoes there is. Shoes should be the first thing that you budget for when you're looking to put an outfit together. Personally, I never really know what I'm going to wear from day to day, but I usually have a pretty good idea what shoes that I'm going to wear. And then from that, it dictates what else I'm going to wear. So shoes are number 1 on my list. But with that said, your shoes shouldn't be the first thing that people notice when you walk into a room. It should be your face. Your shoes shouldn't be standing out. It should complement the rest of what you have on. Now, with that said, though, women, you know, there's a saying that says women, the first thing that they look at on a man are his shoes, which is cool because that's what they like and that's what stands out to them. When I see somebody, my first thing is to look at their shoes also. But that's a choice that I'm making to do that. It's not really something that happens because I have no choice. So when you're wearing light brown shoes with a navy suit and you walk into a room, no choice is being given to anybody else in the room because your shoes are going to be shining like flashlights. You walk in there with 2 high beams on your feet. We have no choice but to be blinded by the shoes. And that's not cool. The worst part, the shoes that guys usually be wearing with navy suits, the light brown shoes, are very ugly shoes too. And why would you want anybody to look at those? I'll never understand that. And if you do happen to be wearing nice shoes, people will see those shoes eventually, even if they're black. So there's no reason to have something that's so contrasty so that that's all that everybody sees. So I know this wasn't a surprise to any of you, as that's definitely my biggest pet peeve. And that's the thing that I get the most pushback about because, once again, guys really love that look. I don't know where it started. I wish it never did, though. Wherever it's from, you guys need to stop it. And last but not least, style mistake number 7. And like I was saying in the beginning, by correcting this mistake, you're going to correct some of the other mistakes that I've already mentioned. And that's not having a tailor. Every man should have their own tailor. It's like having your own barber. It's mandatory. Unless you're a Rastafarian, of course. But yeah, man, every guy should have their own tailor. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. The tailor are the eyes behind your head, seeing things that you can't see. And one question that I do get posed is, how do you find a good tailor? I always rely on word of mouth for those type of things, you know, because when you get a recommendation from someone else, that's usually the best way. So if you work with someone who dresses pretty well, or you know somebody from church, whatever it is, you can ask them who they use as a tailor and go from there. But if you don't know anybody like that, and everybody that you really see who dress nicely on the internet, then I would say probably go on the internet to try to find an answer. And I'm referring to maybe Google, or better yet, a place like Yelp. And you type in your zip code and what you're looking for and see what comes up. I'm not the type of guy to leave reviews, but the only review I've ever left was for a tailor that I had a bad experience with. I gave him a pretty bad review because he was very disrespectful on top of that. So you'll find reviews on Yelp and then you can go from there. One thing that you don't want to do is to just go off the first review and say that's the guy that I want to work with. I would still say that you want to make a list of at least 3 and then see if you can talk to them to see which one is the best match. Now, one thing that's not always easy is to be able to walk into a tailor shop and have a long conversation with a tailor, because typically they're pretty busy. In my experience, a lot of them are really just a one-man operation. So they may not have the time to actually sit down with you and have a conversation. So one thing that I recommend, that's something that I got from my good friend Ron Smith. He told me what you should do is maybe thrift a suit or jacket or a pair of trousers, and then take it to a tailor and have some work done to it to see how that comes out. And then you can base everything off of that. And very important that it has to be something that you don't really care that much about. So like I was saying, either something that you thrifted or something that you have that you no longer want to wear. You don't like it anymore, whatever the case may be. And then you can use that as an experiment piece. You don't want to buy a brand new suit and then take it to a tailor that you've never worked with for the first time. So it has to be something that you can afford to lose. You give each one of them a shot, not of the same exact garment, but, you know, get a couple of different pieces, you know, and then see how those things come out. Because one thing I realize about a lot of tailors, not all of them, but a lot of them, is they'll tell you that they can do something even if they can't do it. So that's a good way to have them put their money where their mouth is. So I wish that this was a helpful episode. I know that this one was quick. Once again, it's because I'm kind of against the clock here. Had to do this pretty quickly. But it's still very valuable. Those are things that would have helped me when I was starting out. So I hope that you find it enjoyable and things that you can definitely put to use. And by the way, my boys just won the New York State Championship this past weekend. CYO, New York State Championship, 6th grade. So shout out to them. The 6th grade team, both of my sons play on there. Ryder's in the 5th grade, but he plays up. And Chase, obviously, is in 6th grade. They both start on that team. They won it last year for 5th grade. And then this year, they just won it for 6th grade. And not only did they win it, they also went undefeated this year. Last year they lost one game. This year they went 15-0. So shout out to the St. Paul team for winning the CYO New York State Championship. And let's run it again next year for 7th grade. Anyway, that was number 41. 7 more style mistakes that you can afford to make. And come back again next week for another fire episode of I'm Not a Gentleman. Peace.
Back in that bag again. Whoa, whoa, yeah, yeah. Hey, 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 hey. Back in that.